Badriya Maktouf says she was overwhelmed by headaches, fatigue and vomiting for days. She's now been diagnosed with hemorrhagic fever and is receiving medical treatment at this hospital in the southern Iraqi city of Al-Nasiriyah.
We and our neighbours have cows and sheep, but the livestock don't show any symptoms. I probably got the disease from our barn or our neighbour's barn.
The province of the Qar has recorded the highest number of cases among 13 other regions. Most of them are farmers or butchers. Hemorrhagic fever is a viral tick-borne disease that is transmitted to humans through the bites of infected ticks or by direct contact with the blood or tissues of infected animals. Subsistence farming is common in villages across Iraq. Animal barns are usually located near houses, so family members often take care of their livestock. Officials have conducted sterilization campaigns in several provinces, including the capital Baghdad. Livestock and barns are sprayed with cypermethrin solution, an anti-tick pesticide.
We spray everything, the ground, the walls, the holes in the walls, the ceilings, as well as the parts of the animals that are potential areas for ticks to live, including their skin and fur.
Cattle and sheep are the most potential carriers of the virus. Unmonitored slaughtering is common here, so the health ministry has urged people to buy meat only from licensed butcheries.
Climate change in Iraq has helped the virus to evolve its genetic characteristics. From strain viruses to substrain, that's how it's become more resistant. It usually starts worsening from mid-March every year. That's the breeding season for ticks and newly born leeches, which find their way onto animals' skin.
Hemorrhagic fever is part of the family of viruses that includes Ebola, Lassa, hantavirus and yellow fever. It has been reported in Iraq since 1979. Veterinarians say the virus is likely to be eliminated by the rising summer temperatures. But there are concerns unhygienic butcheries could give breeding ground for the virus, as more animals are slaughtered during the upcoming Muslim festival of Eid al-Adha. Mahmoud Abdul Wahid, Al Jazeera, Baghdad.